As of Thursday, the 1st November, Czech citizens travelling to Canada for a period of up to 3 months will no longer need entry visas. The move ends a 10-year-long drive on the part of Czech diplomats to ease travel for Czechs to this part of the world. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
When Canada first lifted visa requirements for Czech citizens shortly after the fall of communism, Czechs revelling in their newfound freedom took the move for granted. However, the easing of restrictions was short-lived. In reaction to a flood of asylum seekers from the Czech Republic, mainly Romanies, Ottawa reintroduced visas in 1997 on the grounds that Czechs were abusing the Canadian welfare system. Prague retaliated, reintroducing visas for Canadians in 2001, but abolished them again after the Czech Republic's entry to the European Union in 2004. Since then, Prague has received EU support in pushing for a visa-free regime both with Canada and the United States. On Wednesday, Canada finally announced it was abolishing visa requirements for the Czech Republic and Latvia. The Canadian ambassador to Prague, Michael Calcott, explains the steps that led up to the decision.
Canada has undertaken an ongoing review of the visa requirements for all of the Central European states. In fact, we do it for all countries. Last fall, we provided a specific list of criteria to the Czech Republic and other Central European countries, which we said if you can meet these criteria and various thresholds associated with them, that we would consider lifting the visa. As a matter of fact, after a recent review for both the Czech Republic and for Latvia, it was determined that both of those countries met the criteria that we had established.
That means that as long as the Czech Republic continues to meet those criteria, the situation will remain as it is.
Yes, no exactly. Visas. Unless we will obviously monitor, as we do for all people arriving in Canada, we will monitor, you know, any abuses of the system. But basically, our criteria as far as refugee claimants, which was our issue back in the 90s when the visa was imposed, is that if a country's nationals make up more than 2% of the overall refugee claims made in Canada, we would then look to reimposing the visa. I think that Czech citizens are far, far away from that number at all.
The Canadian ambassador to Prague, Michael Calcott, there. Meanwhile, speaking at a press conference in Prague on Wednesday, Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said this was excellent news.
Na velkou radost, že aspoň jedna velká část.
I'm very happy that a big part of North America has eased travel restrictions for Czechs. I'd like to thank Canada for making this decision, and I hope that talks with the United States on visa-free travel will likewise soon bring results.
However, the minister warned Czechs not to take visa-free travel for granted, stressing that the visa regime could be revised at any point. The lifting of short-term visas is conditioned by the number of Czech applicants not exceeding 2% of all asylum applications filed in Canada, and for the number of Czechs who violate the conditions of their short-term stay, for instance by working illegally, to remain under 3%.